Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 27th, and Danny's here. We haven't had a chance to say a word yet.
I know.
To each other, because we both came in busy with your face in the phone, my face in everything else.
Yeah, I was responding to some emails that I definitely didn't answer last night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I went to bed early last night.
You did? Mm-hmm. You seem to do that a lot. That's
no,
cool.
But I had the worst night's sleep ever. I had sleep paralysis, and it was like horrifying. I stayed up till like 3 a.m. after that. Have you ever had that before?
No. What does that mean?
It's like basically you're awake, but you're still asleep. It's the most terrifying thing on the face of the planet.
Why is it terrifying, though?
It's like you start having like hallucinations. Like it's almost as if you're like in a horror film.
Really?
You've never heard of this before?
Never heard of this before.
I had to like go to the doctors about it and stuff.
Really?
But yeah, there's nothing you can do about it except when it happens, you have to keep repeating yourself, this isn't real.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it happened to me for like... I felt like I was in the dream for like probably a half an hour, and then I woke up and I was so petrified. I stayed up till 3.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Then I woke up and went to the gym, and now I'm here.
Yeah. Wow. So you got up early to go to the gym?
5. So I went to sleep at 3, woke up at 5.
What a crazy night that is. Mm-hmm. You're going to be tired later, I know.
Probably around like 2.
Yeah.
But I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's okay. Folks, we have a couple folks sitting here in the wings, and we're going to bring them in just a moment. We've been having great shows, right? I mean, mm-hmm. great people and stuff. And sorry, I'm like busting up my mic here. I didn't ask you. So you went for an interview. Did you get there? I mean, did you ever go
no,
there?
No, I went. Yeah.
You went there?
Yeah.
And what happened? It turned out to be too far for you?
It was so far.
Really?
It was in Hawthorne. But when I originally GPSed it, it said 31 minutes from my house. And I was like, okay, that's not that bad. And then as I was driving, it kept going up and up and up. And it ended up being like an hour and 10.
Right. But would it be the same hours that you'd have to drive if you weren't?
Yeah, I'd be going in around like noon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was interesting because he had like no personality.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really hard for me. Like, I'm pretty bubbly, you know this.
Right.
So for me to work with someone who has, like, no personality, I don't know how that's going to work.
Right. You can't get him to smile or
no,
anything.
No, like, I tried popping jokes and stuff during the interview, and it was just, like, straight and narrow. And I was like, I don't know if I could do that every single day of my life.
Good. Well, there's no connection there. Just
no.
move on
yeah.
to the next one.
Yep, yeah. pretty much.
Which still elusive to you.
Right.
Right? Well, you'll find something. You just keep going. It's a numbers game, you know. But
like
I don't understand though why people are not hiring you. I mean, you know.
I send my resume a lot too, and a lot of people don't respond to my resume. So.
Right. But that's because maybe they get thousands of them. You know, I know I did when I was looking for a new co-host.
Mm-hmm.
I must have gotten like 300 emails.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's
then
a lot,
gets out of
you
control,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you even go through
I
it?
I sent my picture.
Yeah.
On purpose.
You see,
I'm like, can I
thing.
Cut the line?
Yeah.
At least give me the interview.
Right.
Please.
But that's what I'm saying. And then you're going to attract someone who's going to harass you. So why
yeah,
would you
and a
want
lot of
that?
People, I feel like, ask me to come to interviews just to stare at me during the interview with no intention of ever actually hiring me. And I'm like, oh, God, you wasted my goddamn gas money.
Right.
It just sucks.
Wasted your time, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, people are crazy, man. They'll do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you hear about these stories of, you know, repeatedly in Hollywood, how an agent will come to a girl and say, oh, I'm going to make you a star, blah, blah,
maybe
blah.
Maybe not anymore, though.
Well, that happens all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. we still see it in, like now, especially now when they talk about sexual harassment
yeah.
and stuff.
I feel like maybe less men will do that now, or
yeah.
unless they're like animals and they definitely can't control themselves.
Yeah.
You would think with the whole Me Too movement, they would get their shit together.
I don't think so. People are still horny, you know? And it's just so easy. You know, you take a young woman under your wings and then, you know, you try to take advantage of her.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Celine Dion. She was like with her manager who could have been her father, you know? And what do you think he did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much know. So she
was
say,
like in love with him though.
Yeah, she was in love with him, but still
you're talking
she
about
was
the one that died
kid.
From cancer, right? Her husband.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But she was a lot younger. She was a kid.
Right, right. And then I talked to that Lebanese guy for the first time in like 2 weeks.
Really?
Because he's been ignoring me. So I finally spazzed out and I go, don't ignore me.
Right.
And he was like, well, there's a reason why I'm ignoring you. Okay. I was like, what's the reason?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm just like, I don't want to F around. I'm ready for marriage and to chill.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that have to do with you?
Yeah. After he had his way with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he can say that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. You seem to pick them just right.
Right.
Every time.
Yep, definitely. He's a winner.
No, but what does it say about yourself? I mean, you
then
really
he ended it by saying, I have respect for you. Let's leave it at that.
Mm. Do you have respect for yourself, though?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
You do? Okay.
He wasn't like that when I was messing with him. He wasn't like that. And even at that, I knew it wasn't going to be anything serious. He lives
but
in Canada.
But everybody told you he was bad news without even meeting him.
Yeah, whatever.
You see?
People I did what I tell. Wanted at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just know never to hook up with them ever again.
Right. But, you know, at this age, you shouldn't be making mistakes like that, though.
I'm 29. I'm not like 55.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But, I mean, look, girls in high school make
no,
like
girls in
go,
high school shouldn't be making mistakes because that's way too young to be making mistakes.
Okay,
maybe
so how
college.
About after high school?
Maybe college.
All right.
Well, that's when they're sluts. That's when they're sluts, yeah. That's when you, like, go to bars and you sleep with five different dudes from the fraternity and then you're like, oh, well, I'm 22.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. What did you expect from that guy when you first
I just expected when he came
him.
To LA, it would be like, hey, I'm in your city. And it'd be
right,
like, oh, okay,
but
cool.
At the time when you went to bed with him and stuff, what did you think? What were you envisioning between you and him?
Exactly that. Just when he came to the city, we'd kick it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
so
a relationship.
So he came in and he didn't contact you.
Oh,
is
he's
that
not
what
here.
You're saying? Oh,
he hasn't
okay.
been here. He hasn't been back since he left.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is just he was ignoring my snaps. Like I would hit him up and say hi, how are you? And he'd open them and not say anything.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, what's your deal? Like if I'm asking you how you are and you're busy, just say I'm busy. That's all you got to say. But don't
right.
ignore me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like being ignored.
No, who does? You know, I mean, it's a terrible thing to
it
go
takes
through.
2 seconds to respond.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm busy. I'll hit you up when I'm not. That's it. That's all you got to say.
Right.
That's all men have to do.
Well, if he's got any respect for you or for himself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do not.
Yeah.
You know?
Then he hit me with the, I have respect for you. Let's leave it at that.
Really?
I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He said that this morning at like 5 a.m.
You go by people's actions, not their words. It's so easy to say anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can literally say anything in the world and not mean a goddamn
right,
thing of it.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you judge, but then you're going to only do things that are in line with what you think and
yeah.
what you believe.
He's like, I can tell you're a good girl. You're not like the others. Mm. I'm like, so I'm not a whore. And I'm not asking you to get me a Chanel bag. So that's good. I should have fucking asked you for a Chanel bag at this point. Right? At least I would have gotten something from having sex with you, piece of shit.
So you expect things back. You want some kind of a gesture
and
that,
I told him, I was
that
like,
has
I'm not,
to do with a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not trying to be like crazy here, but like I don't sleep with a lot of people. So
right.
like I'm taking this like pretty intensely.
Right.
Like I'm regretting having sex with you.
Well, but did you think it out really before?
No.
No, you didn't. Okay.
No. So. I went over at 3:30 in the morning.
So don't blame him.
Yeah, I know. But at the time, it's what I really wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
You seemed like you did.
And then after, I didn't regret it. I didn't regret it till he started ignoring me. And then I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Another random guy seen my vagina.
Oh, well, what do you say to that, you know?
Eat coffee.
Yeah. Okay, our guests are jumping off their seats here, so we better bring them in. Or we want to hear the end of it. That laughter you're hearing is probably familiar to you. We are having back in the studio Mr. Jim Christina. Welcome
Hello.
To the show, Jim.
Hello.
And today you brought a friend with you.
I did.
And tell us who your friend is.
My friend is, I don't know what my friend is. I just jumped in his car when he wasn't looking.
You know, I stopped at a stop sign in Simi Valley, and all of a sudden this guy jumps in my car.
Yeah, he'd probably be dead, though.
Right. And I said, who the fuck are you? And he goes, I'm Richard Palinelli. Who are you?
Oh, Richard
Palinelli. Where are we going, Richard Palinelli?
Wherever you're going. I just jump in cars
I'm
randomly.
I'm going with you.
I just go wherever the random car takes me.
Richard Palinelli, he's a science fiction writer and half owner of Tuscany Bay Books.
Oh, so you guys are partners in the books.
Yeah.
How did you get? So were you friends before this? Or?
Yeah, kind of. He'd been on the show a few times.
Oh, okay. So you came on the show as a guest, as a writer, right?
And yeah, then, almost 2 years
then you
to
met
the day.
That yeah. way, you met that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, how cool is that, mm-hmm. huh?
In fact, it's April 16th is the 2 year anniversary, of my first show, yeah.
He's very the only guy cool. I know that has anniversaries on when he was on our show.
Hey, right. It was a great
it's like,
show.
There you go. You see, you left a good mark.
We have a good show.
This is the only show I've come back on is yours.
Yeah.
Because so, we treat you like a human being.
Now, did you guys, so before that, you didn't know you were living sort of close to each other?
Not until the night he was on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact, when they set it up, when I first reached out to him, I was living up in Northern California.
Right.
We had just moved down like a month or two before.
Oh.
And I think the bookie said, well, you know, make sure you call in. I'm like, call in. I'm going to come in. I'm only 20 minutes away. You know?
Yeah.
So that's when they found out I'm in the area, and it kind of went from there.
Wow. And he found out that Sherman Oaks actually was no more than 20 minutes away.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Like 40 minutes.
Okay, for those of us so who drive fate. Quickly.
I don't.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I only have one thing to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go for the Chanel bag.
Nah.
And check for STDs.
I wore condoms. I'm good.
Good man. Good man.
You know, I don't know if it's 100%, is it?
Yeah, 110%.
For
condoms.
For disease?
Yeah, for condoms.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're like taking it off and putting the same one back on, then no.
No, that's not what I'm saying, but can't you get it like from oral sex and things like that too?
Yes, but I would know by now. It's been almost a month since I had sex with them.
That's true, yeah.
I would have like welts all over my sore throat.
Well, depending on what you get.
Well, no, there's only certain stuff you can get in your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you can get chlamydia, you can get gonorrhea. Now it's called super gonorrhea. There's no cure for gonorrhea in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the new scariest STD on the market.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I'm keeping mine in my pants.
Let's go have breakfast.
How appetizing is that, huh?
Yeah, I'm done. You know, when
those hash browns are sounding better and better all the time.
When she said that, when she mentioned 55 years old, it reminded me a couple of years back when I was living up in San Francisco, you had to go get your car 3 blocks from where you live because of parking.
Right.
So one night I'm heading down to get the car, and I'm behind two ladies who were about your age, and they're talking about some guy that she's seeing, and her friend goes, well, how old is he? And she goes, turns around and looks at me and goes, not as old as that guy. And I'm like, damn, girl, that's cold.
Yeah, that's very cold.
So, yeah, I just had a little bit of a flashback there on that.
There you go. So San Francisco's where you're from?
I am from just about everywhere because we moved over. Even when I was a kid, we moved all over the country.
Really? Why, military?
No, my dad was in the drilling business. So we basically, every 2 years, we were heading wherever the next hot spot was.
You know, you've heard the phrase, cold as a well's digger's ass.
Yeah.
No.
That
it's
was
cold.
His father's ass.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was
no,
a well
never
digger.
Heard that one before. No.
I've never heard that one either, actually.
Really?
No.
You've probably never heard of Rock Hudson either before, have you?
No.
Or Gregory Peck.
Well, I've heard of them, but I've never heard that line.
No.
It's as cold as a well digger's ass.
For you, they're ancient. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But I've never heard that line. I heard a lot of lines before.
I've never heard it before either.
Yeah. Well, we're a bunch of old guys.
Stick around, Danny.
Well, this guy wasn't old. He was like in his mid-30s. Which is like
old.
That type of age I want to go
like
for. Because I think you're ready for marriage and kids, which I'm ready for. So it's like.
You are?
Well, yeah, I feel like at this point, if I can't get my shit together, I might as well just find like a guy that's well off and have some babies.
There you go.
Oh, that's going to make some guy real excited.
She wants the easy way out. Let me just use what nature gave me. The hell with.
Hi, my name's Brian. Hi, Brian. Are you in your mid-30s? Are you well off and do you want to fuck?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say do you want to fuck.
You can own my ass for a while.
Yeah,
here, you want to have a few kids? I'm good.
I'd be happy with two, a girl and a boy. But I don't really go out anymore. I cook, I clean, I'm loyal.
You know what?
So it's like, why not be a mom?
Well, that's because you're 29
You're approaching
now.
30. You're slowing down.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, I get tired at like 10. I'm not kidding. At like 10 p.m., I'm like, whoo. What a night.
Really?
Yeah. Except when I start drinking. If I start drinking around 10, I could rage till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock, I'm in sleep paralysis.
Yeah, pretty much. I am too.
Have you guys ever had that?
No. I was actually, I'm going to have him write a book about it, though.
You can, unless you experience it. But if you Google it, there's like so many people that have it.
But yeah, if you tell him what it's like, he can write a book.
It's like hard to describe it. You don't envision the same thing every time. Like last night, I had a vision that like somebody was in my room and like kept pulling me off the bed and ripping me underneath my bed.
Really?
I felt like I was screaming, but I wasn't screaming. And then finally I woke up screaming.
Really? Wow.
And I was like, I am not going back to bed for a while.
Well,
you know, the alien abduction thing is mm-hmm. they're basically thinking now that that's what's going on is what your condition is.
Really?
Wait, what do you mean?
I just
got goosebumps. Wait, no. Am I getting abducted?
A lot of people are saying, I'm in bed, I'm abducted by an alien, all these things happen to me, and then I wake up in bed. Well, what they're thinking is that it's actually these people are suffering from that condition that you're describing. Uh-huh. And so your brain just starts throwing stuff in,
right,
and just making it worse. And so that's what they're kind of leaning toward that now.
Right.
It's like, you know, these people are going through this and they're starting to treat it.
I don't know how you can treat it though. It's like what I read online.
It's in your brain. I mean, if they can find the right combination of meds, it could actually help.
I don't know.
That's
because
how they
it's like,
fix this thing. It's all in the brain.
Online they describe it. Yeah, kind of. Because online they describe it as if your body is asleep, but your brain isn't. So it's like your body is completely in REM sleep, but your brain is still awake.
Wow, that's interesting.
So like your body's asleep, but your brain is still working, and it's confused because it doesn't know what's going on. But you honestly feel like you're dying, like you can't breathe.
Yeah,
like you can't move and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Like you're paralyzed.
Very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very
interesting. I just had the same dream all night.
Really?
Yeah. Virtually. I can get up. Go back to sleep, and it's the same freaking dream.
Does it continue, though?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
And then if I disturb it, I have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And it goes right back and replays.
Same dream?
I don't remember dreams like that.
And same that's dream. Every night?
No, not every night.
No, but whatever you dream in that night, you dream the whole night.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. Your dreams are only supposed to last for seconds.
Right. And not only that, but once I get up, I even try to remember the dream. Sometimes I can't.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And sometimes I feel like I didn't dream at all.
Well, that's where my book Jonah Blue came from.
Uh-huh.
I dreamt it.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
That's what a lot of movie producers and stuff
I woke up and I remember the entire story.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so,
every dream I remember has been a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. Horrifying nightmares. Really? Like, any nightmare I've ever had, I can remember.
So you have a lot of fears, maybe.
Yeah,
you
know? Maybe.
Yeah,
or I'm just a psychopath, one of the two.
No, not really. I don't think psychopaths have psychopath dreams, you know. But
maybe so.
But, no, it probably symbolizes other fears you have.
Yeah, probably. You know? And I dream about plane crashes a lot, and I'm petrified of planes, but supposedly that's you trying to conquer your fears. That's what I read online.
Yeah.
Doesn't work, though. No.
Yeah.
I'm afraid a bullet's hitting me in the head, too, so I just stay away from the situation.
Exactly. Yeah. No guns around you.
Oh, no, I have guns.
You do have guns.
Oh, yeah, I got guns in every room.
Yeah, but in your defense, you've actually been shot in the head.
Nah, never shoot yourself accidentally. If you do, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's happened to so many people, I feel. Like, yeah. I feel like once a year, at least, there's something, like, on the Shade Room or TMZ about somebody accidentally shooting and killing themselves.
You know what? If you shoot yourself accidentally, you didn't do it accidentally.
Right. Then you shouldn't have a gun.
I feel like that would be something I would do, like, because I'm so stupid sometimes.
It's like, well,
I
shot myself cleaning my gun. What are you doing cleaning a gun that's loaded? What are you,
right,
stupid?
Right.
Yeah. Why do you even need to clean a gun, though?
Well, because they get dirty.
But who cares?
Well,
you
I
will
do.
Because it won't
if
work.
If you take care of it. Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
The gun.
They get dirty. They don't work.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I remember when I was a kid, actually.
He had a gun when he was in Israel.
No, I did not have a gun. I left when I was 16. There's no way
right.
I could have had a gun.
Yeah, you weren't.
But I was
yet.
Just going to mention that when I was a kid, my uncle was in the army. And back then, they were using the Uzi submachine gun. And which is like Israeli made, you know.
Right.
So they would make the soldiers clean their own weapons. So he would take it apart, and I was so fascinated to see a gun being taken apart, you know, and then put back together. But yeah, they have to clean it, definitely.
Yeah,
well, you have to clean your, even in the army here, you have to clean your own weapons.
Yeah,
I want to go to a shooting range so bad.
Yeah, then do it.
I know.
I was thinking about that,
too.
They
rent guns,
you know. Forget.
Huh?
They rent guns at shooting ranges.
Yeah, I know. I would want to go with like a guy, I think.
Yeah, go with a guy. You'll rent the guns and you just shoot.
And then I'd just accidentally shoot him while I'm at
right.
it.
Right. You know what? I should actually do that, Jim. I never shot a gun in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So I should actually go into the range.
Yeah, because what if something
about
happens to you?
Simi Valley, I'll take you down to the range. We had a really nice indoor range down at Simi Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a plug for Smoke and Barrel Gun Shop in Simi Valley.
Oh, wow.
We're sending them the bill for that plug. Right?
That's right. Okay. I'm sending
them. No, do they have all kinds of guns and stuff?
They have all kinds of... I have all kinds of guns.
Yeah. Wow. So what do you do? Do you go sometimes just shooting in the wild and just to practice?
Not in a while, no.
No? So you go to shooting ranges?
Yeah, I go to shooting ranges or I go to Arizona and go with my son out into the desert and shoot.
Yeah.
What do you shoot at, though?
In Arizona?
Well,
anywhere you want.
Yeah, really.
It's pretty much all desert.
No, I said, like, what do you shoot at?
Yeah, like cans, bottles. Yeah.
Oh, no, targets.
Target.
Yeah, like target. What type of target?
Just like they're about like
bullseye.
16 by 16.
Oh,
square.
Like you go to a range.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can put the target out as far as you want or as close in as you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know it would be fun to kill animals, but it's terrible.
Only
to
if you're going to eat them.
That's awful. Right.
It is terrible, but you know.
And
I mean,
feel like no one should kill an animal to eat it unless you're like
starving.
You're like on Survivor, like the whole planet has been like shut down and Ralph's doesn't exist anymore. Like what
right,
the fuck?
Right. No, I mean, and that's why I don't understand just game.
Game
and stuff.
I don't like. I used to love Matthew McConaughey until I found out that he has that ranch,
right?
Where people like literally pay
to go and kill and animals, hunt them.
And it's not fair because the animals are on a goddamn ranch. They can't go anywhere. Right. It's murder.
It's like fish in a barrel.
He's a piece of shit.
Fish in a barrel.
It's really hard to shoot a fish in a barrel, though.
I know, but they do say that, so.
I know.
It's much easier than shooting him in the sea.
Well, yeah.
That's what the stick of dynamite
I don't know.
Is for.
You know,
throw the stick in there.
Yeah,
boom,
I was going to say, in Vietnam, we didn't fish. We just threw a grenade in there.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have no fish.
There's all the fish you want. Fish.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be like, it toxic after that, though?
No.
Really? Stunned.
Pre-cut sushi. Just throw it in.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly.
There you go.
You can see, actually, you pull the fish out, you can see him mouthing, oh, shit.
Don't some of them survive for a while after being, like, dead, though?
Well, they stun. I mean, you have to get stunned.
What does that mean?
They just
they
like,
hit them on
move?
The head. Yeah,
but they like wiggle, don't they?
No, they just lay there.
Yeah.
Oh, but have really? You ever That's seen those videos happens. Where fish have been like cut completely in half and they're still moving? I'm like, what the
That's
hell?
That's because you don't kill them with the nerves. Now, when you fish with a grenade, it's like you're guaranteed to get fish.
Yeah, but would it be just parts of fishes, though?
No.
Well, fish with a grenade.
The they're stunned for about 2-3 minutes and you go grab however many you want. Pretty soon they just go, whoa, and take off again.
Wow.
Oh, so they're not actually dead?
No.
Until you pull them out
Until
of the water
you pull
and
them
you
out
hack
the water, their head off.
Yeah. That is a weird thing. When you get a catfish, you cut the head off, you put the catfish in the barrel, and you look down, and the thing's still, you know, the mouth's moving, it's looking at you like, really?
That's what I'm saying.
What you going to do that for?
Yeah.
What did I ever do to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Richard, so your dad was in drilling and stuff. Were you guys rich?
No.
No, I mean, why?
No.
You know, you would think
trust me, if we were rich, I would be driving Maseratis and hiring people to drive. No,
think you would.
Most of our drilling was water. And then we drilled water wells for the oil rigs in West Texas because, without getting too technical, they drilled with salt water, which was 100% salt water. But it makes it so heavy that from the depths that they're digging, you can get the cuttings back up several thousand feet with heavier water. So we did that aspect of it. We also drilled for live gas, which was fun.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I would think you make a lot of money in that field.
I did when I was doing it, but after my 30-foot fall off of a mast, I decided on the way down that I'd had enough and I was going to start writing now.
Really?
So, yeah.
So you actually had time to think on your way down.
You know, that fall, it shouldn't have taken that long, but it seemed to take a very long time.
Oh, my
God.
Were
you screaming?
No. No.
I would have been screaming like a girl.
Yeah, you just in shock or something, right?
No, it was so weird because it got quiet. And around a drilling rig, it is never quiet. And when a chain snapped and the high-pressure hose got loose and it just swatted me right off.
Wow.
And I'm heading for...
Did you get workers' comp, please?
You know what? I walked... I got up and walked it off. It,
Are you serious?
I got lucky. I got lucky.
That would have been so dramatic.
Well, we had two pieces of machinery, high-speed machinery. If I hit either one of those, I'm dead. I'm jelly in about half a second. Wow. I landed in what was
cook.
It? No. We had a pile of kind of like not quite dry mud. So that's what I went into.
Wow. How lucky was that?
That was very lucky. But
so basically,
like I said,
God was looking out for you that day. It was not your time.
I will take that as the explanation, but on the way down, I'm like, you know, this sucks, and I'm done with this. So if I'm still breathing at the end of this fall, I'm done. And I finished my shift. I went out one more day, and just so I wouldn't be scared of it.
Yeah.
And started writing and off we went. But
good for you.
Even my dad, understood that one. He said, yeah, you know, when you're on your way down, it was like a week after a friend of ours had been killed on a rig. And so after it happened, almost happened to me, it was like, okay, I got the message. I'm done.
Right.
There you go. How long ago was that?
Oh, this was back in 1984.
Oh, okay.
Damn, so I wasn't even born yet.
Okay. Yeah.
So you started writing.
See, that's why you don't know who Rock Hudson is.
No, I mean,
but it's still, it's not a.
He was dead by then.
He was dead.
But listen,
has to be like better ways for people to do this now, right?
What's
but we know dead people too, even before that came before. But she doesn't seem to.
Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, like those people. Yeah,
right. Those are really big.
Hmm. Yeah, but like who else?
But Rock Hudson was big at the time.
He was huge.
Like, what did he do?
He did a lot of movies.
Tons of movies.
Right, and TV.
Doris Day.
Doris Day. He never did Doris Day. Actually, he did Doris Day. Brother.
Yeah, he turned out to be gay. People discovered. So that's what he's laughing about.
He didn't do Doris Day, did he?
He was a leading man.
He died of AIDS.
Yeah, a leading man in every movie. And when he died of AIDS, people discovered that he was gay.
I mean,
the whole time.
Well, only until he died?
What's that?
Only until he died?
No. They suspected for years that he was gay.
Now the paparazzi are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Nobody can like keep that a secret. Because back in the day, you could have probably just went into a club, slipped out the back.
That's true.
Now everyone's extortion artists. Like, if you sleep with me, you are paying me $100,000 every month so I can keep your secret. Or paparazzi are standing outside wherever you're at. Like, I go to church and there's paparazzi outside the church. Like, those celebrities can't even praise God for an hour without walking out and having the paparazzi like in their face. Yes. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, so how about Henry Fonda? How about Henry Fonda?
Nope.
What, Jane Fonda?
Jane Fonda, yeah.
Henry's her father.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Peter Fonda?
Jane Fonda, I think.
Peter
is old.
Fonda, have you heard of Peter Fonda?
That's your brother.
So they're all in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Jimmy Stewart?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Jimmy
I am feeling ancient over here.
Right. We are ancient compared to her.
It's a Wonderful Life. Every Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life.
I've never seen it.
Well, Jimmy Stewart's in it.
I just am not a huge musical person.
Right.
Like, it's not a musical.
It's not a musical.
Oh, I'm thinking of The Sound of Life, I think, right? What am
Sound
I thinking
of? Music.
Sound of Music.
You know what? I've never seen that movie. And they had billboards outside of our house in Del Mar for years and years and years down to San Diego to go see.
Yeah. They're remaking it, I think.
Oh, why? It was horrible.
Yeah.
I thought you've never seen it.
I haven't.
What, so you can't say it's horrible.
Well,
I have seen it, and it is horrible. And I like Christopher
Plummer. I have no
interest
in seeing it. So.
Look, if you like that kind of stuff, then it's good. But if you don't, then don't waste your time.
I'm not into musicals. Like, you can't just be like talking and then break down into a song.
But did you see La La Land? You like?
I did not see that.
Oh, you did.
And I love me some Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You love me some Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone. Right.
I do like Emma Stone too.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not gonna watch them sing for an hour and a half. I'm not doing it.
And dance.
Yeah, like I'm all set. You guys aren't gonna be walking down Hollywood Boulevard singing in the middle of the street. It's not realistic to me.
Now, they went together in the other movie too.
They've
Gangsters,
done three movies together.
The Notebook
and Gangsters, though.
Yeah. Remember? What's the name of that? I was going to Google it and I forgot.
I know, Gangster something, right? Yeah, we'll find out. But we were talking about this the other day. The movie with Ryan Gosling. Who else was in it? Do you remember?
Sean Penn. He was the bad guy.
Yeah, Sean Penn and stuff. It was a good movie about the mob in L.A. and back in the 40s maybe.
Gangster Squad.
Yeah, Gangster Squad. That's right.
Such a good movie. And then him
you should see that.
It is really entertaining.
Yeah.
And then him and Emma Stone were in that movie with Steve Carell, Crazy Stupid Love or something like that.
Oh, I don't know that.
Where Steve Carell like broke up with his girlfriend and Ryan Gosling like helps him get his groove back and teaches him how to sleep with tons of women, not realizing that he's sleeping with his daughter who is.
Oh, I remember that story. I don't know what movie it was, but yeah,
no, that one's off my list of to see movies.
So you see, there you go.
It wasn't that good.
In this generation, we're totally removed from the movies, but then we talk about movies before she was born. So that's what happens when you're twice your age.
Are you twice your
age? I'm almost twice your age.
You're 60?
No, I'm 57.
Okay, no, you're like almost, you're a year older than my dad.
Yeah.
I don't feel like my dad is two times older than me. Yeah. I'm going to be 30. You're like 25 years older than me.
Well,
27.
Okay, so that's almost 30.
Yeah, it's almost 30. Yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah, that'll make anybody feel old, you know, yeah. But I got to tell you, I don't feel old, you know. I mean, look, we're able to sit here, different ages with a 30-year-old, and we're having fun, you know? And that's what it's about, you know, about being able to communicate with everybody in your daily life, because you don't, it's not often you meet people that you enjoy being with and that you enjoy talking to and things like that, you know? So when you do, I think you should focus on that more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I just had sleep paralysis. What did you just say?
Oh, that's
Jim.
Hater.
Jim, let me tell you something.
So basically, in other words, shut up.
This is what I deal with every Thursday night, by the way. And I get it double because we ride in together and ride back home together.
Yes.
So welcome Jim to my world. Yeah. Right
Jim
here.
Will give it to you. To your
and,
face,
he, and, right? he has to talk to his radio wife.
Yes.
It's Jerry.
So, I mean, it took us 30 minutes to introduce our guests here because we haven't even told the listeners who you are and why you're here.
I thought we did, no?
I told you. I jumped in a car and I showed up here.
So, you guys are hosts on our station.
Right.
Yeah. At LA Talk Radio. What's your show and what's it about?
It is The Writer's Block.
Okay.
It is on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. We are there to interview writers of all kinds. And we're either in studio or on the phone.
And it's cool to have a show about books, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys both love to read. Yeah. You love books. You write. Mm-hmm. You know, that's awesome.
Well, I don't
awesome.
Necessarily like to read everything, but
right,
we have
exactly.
to read a book a week.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I'm like that, too. I'm very picky in what I read, but it's part of my daily routine.
Right.
You know,
you have
to
read a book.
You feel you have to. It's almost like you.
I know you've never read a book, right?
No, I read books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she loves movies better. So
yeah, I do like movies better.
But I started watching movies. I got me a nice setup at home with surround and 4K, high resolution and everything. And yeah, so now I'm enjoying watching movies at home. And yeah, I have like a surround system and shit.
I like reading dating books.
Dating books.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've read. It's called The Breakups because it's broken like 3 times.
Huh.
It's actually really good. It was 2 people that got divorced, and they came together and wrote like about how to get over it. And it's just funny. It's funny when they can take something serious and make it like almost comedy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's cool that you have a favorite book. Have you ever read any other books or only that one?
No. I've read.
I'm kidding.
See Jack Run. See Jack Chase Jane.
What's that? Is that a book?
First grade.
First grade. That's in back in the day. That was what we read in the first grade.
It's called the primer. The first grade primer.
I don't know, but the only book I ever read in school that I actually enjoyed was Fahrenheit 451.
That's a heavy
what grade
story.
Did they spring that one on?
Sci-fi.
Freshman year of high school.
Okay, that makes sense.
I actually enjoyed it though. It's like basically about the Big Brother scheme where people are always watching you.
Right.
It's really good though.
Yeah.
I read it like twice.
I never read that one actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never.
And
read
that's
that
the
one,
temperature at which good. Books burn.
Yeah.
It's 451 degrees.
Yeah, that's why it's called
Fahrenheit.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't know that?
No, I did know that.
See, sci-fi authors entertain and educate.
And educate at the same
time.
Yeah. So you've been writing for a long time.
I started freelance. I actually did a comic book, which was a sci-fi fantasy comic book for the first 2 issues for these guys, and then I wound up getting sidetracked and went into newspaper writing.
Sports writer.
I did politics and business too. Yeah, I dabbled.
Sports
I dabbled.
Writer. Yeah.
But most of my damage was in the sports world.
Okay.
And then in 2010, I decided I'd had just about I'd done everything I could do, in that, and I've always wanted to do fiction. And I just had an opportunity to go ahead and get back into fiction writing, and I've been doing it since.
Really? Mm-hmm. So that's very good. How many books have you written already?
I have, counting them up here, I've got 8 that are out that are books.
That's a lot.
A ninth one is being edited right now. I've done a bunch of short stories for anthologies. A lot of them are coming out this year. And
that's amazing. Where do all these stories come out? Where do they come from?
Just bend over and pull them out.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I would describe it quite like that.
Well, that's how you get science fiction.
Do you need loot for the...
Okay, I've also done a Western with a certain party in this room.
Yes, you did.
But I've got 2 of my books are sports nonfiction. So I kind of, fell back on that for a couple of them. But the rest have been sci-fi. I've got a 3-book political thriller series that's out that's doing well. So,
very nice. What's it called?
It's the Jack Del Rio series, and I keep getting yelled at because that's actually the name of a former football coach.
Oh, and, well, we don't know that. So it would,
well, now you do.
Totally
educated,
blow right
you're
by
educated
me.
Now again.
Right.
He was a football player, and I always liked the name. I thought it'd be a great name for a character. It was Jack Del Rio. So I wrote the series, and then he went and got hired as a coach, and it was too late to change anything.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing I did was in one of the books, I kind of make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of left me alone for that. But, it's kind of, I actually sent a message to the coach. And I said, this is how this worked. I wasn't stealing your name. It's just,
Well, you stole my character's name.
Yeah.
Change it back.
Yeah. But no, it's just.
Well, it's an inspiration. You should be flattered, I think, if nothing else.
He cheated on our book. He got all these friends in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's called, okay, that's red shirting.
It's called red shirting. It's from Star Trek.
Well, yeah, in sci-fi writers, we're starting to do this thing called redshirting. It's from the original series of Star Trek.
Okay.
And you always had every week, somebody would go down to the planet or go on the ship with the captain, and that poor guy would be in a red shirt, and he would wind up getting killed. Usually in a stupid way. We were watching one the other day, and this guy... I felt sorry for the actor because he probably, here's your red shirt. He's like, oh, great, I'm going to get killed.
Right.
And his action was, with grenades falling down, we want you to stand out in the open and stand perfectly still so they can hit you. So he couldn't even act like he was going to get killed or anything because the special effects back then were crappy.
Right.
So flash forwarding to present day, a lot of sci-fi writers are starting to do the red shirt where we get other writers or friends and we say, look, we're going to use your name and you're going to die in a very stupid or silly or crazy way.
Right.
I've been redshirted in 3 books so far, and I've, I returned the favor in the Western.
Yeah, so, we came up with innovative ways to kill them off.
I mean, why not just pull a name off thin air like you would?
Well, that's what I usually do.
Right.
Yeah,
well, in this case, in a way.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Talking about names.
I got lost like 10 minutes ago.
Names of characters in books.
Okay, so basically your name has been used 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my permission.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's kind of a unique marketing tool.
Right.
Because when readers find out, hey, that's actually a real person who also writes.
Right.
They might go and look and see what you've written. Yeah. And they might buy your books. And I've noticed whenever a book I'm redshirted in comes out, I see a little tick in sales. Uptick. So it does work.
Yeah, I
never knew that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So where do you publish your books? On Amazon, Kindle?
Yeah, they're available all online booksellers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or that's you can get them directly from our websites.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how can people really find your books before we forget?
We can go to Black Dog Publishing. They go to Tuscany Bay Books, those 2 websites. They
okay.
get the books off of there.
Or they can just Google our names.
They can Google the names. They can go to Amazon. They can go to any of the online booksellers.
So if you want them, you can find it. You don't have to go.
You do not have to search real hard.
I have a website. It's Sci-Fi Scribe. And you go there, and everything I've done, everything I'm doing, and what I'm up to is on that website.
SciFiScribe.com.
Right.
And check it out. That's Richard Polinelli. And
JimChristina.net.
And JimChristina.net. There you go. So it's very interesting that that you actually, make writing, the biggest part of your life, because you constantly have to be on, don't you? Like thinking and about the story. Does it consume you during the time when you write it?
It can. Yeah, they can, yeah. In newspapers, you had to, because every day you were expected to write two stories at least. So you're cranking out anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 words a day. With fiction writing, it's a little different because you set these goals that you want to hit, but you don't have somebody, you know, coming to write, you got that story for me, you got that story for me, like you do in newspapers.
Right.
But you can get lost in it. I know when I was writing Reservations, I had gotten into a point when I wanted to get the chapter finished, and I looked up and I had been writing for 16 hours.
Really?
Wow.
I would need like Adderall.
Yeah.
You like just to be able to just,
believe me, writing for 16 hours is Adderall.
Adderall, yeah.
No, I mean, when I was writing my book, I needed Adderall.
Yeah.
Like the whole time.
Yeah, just to keep you sitting.
Oh, do you have one of our
But it's just because, like, sitting at the computer for so long, I was right. like, oh,
I
God.
I know.
Like,
I would be like
my
that
back
too.
Starts to hurt. My shoulders start to hurt. I feel like I need a drink.
So you take breaks, you know? I mean, they're pros, you know?
Yeah.
They last long.
And mine's, like, not an intense book. It's, like, very, like, short. Yeah. Little kid chapters.
Although there are no kids, no spring chickens here, but they have stamina, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. So they
We have our little secrets, like Southern Comfort and Dr. Pepper mixed together. We'll get you through anything you can come up with.
I haven't had soda in like 5 years, I think.
Really?
I don't drink it.
No, I used to.
I haven't had any for about 60 seconds.
Yeah, you have one every morning.
Yeah, I have one all day.
Well, that's how some people get their caffeine.
You never really have any in the fridge.
No, I started.
No, he actually had one in the freezer, and it went.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I left one in the freezer. I thought of it this morning as I was coming here.
And then you
here,
just
opened
it?
And no, I opened, the refrigerator. It opened itself in the freezer. It exploded.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yeah, he did as soon as he opened the fridge.
I knew it would happen.
You know that sometimes that happens with liquor.
Yeah.
I forget what kind.
Anything that expands, you know, when you freeze it.
I think champagne will explode. In
oh,
your
yeah.
freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
bubbly.
If it's glass, yeah of course. It
Anything
will.
With glass or bubbles, I think.
Right. And this was like an aluminum can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to have a lot of pressure like, for this thing to explode.
Yeah. But Stoli's.
What happens if you go to the store and getting mimosas and orange juice? It would have been a great day for that.
Today, right?
Yes.
Well, I
Sam,
didn't think
Sam
it.
Always keeps saying that he's going to go to the store. He's going to stock up when we have guests like you. You would have liked a mimosa, right?
Hell yeah.
See?
Okay, well, so we definitely have to invite him again now for mimosas.
Well, we're gonna
You're
have
right. I'll buy it in advance.
Yeah.
Not
just keep like
for
small little
day,
bottles.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you
cool.
don't need it for a specific day.
We're taking our guest tonight. On Thursday night out to dinner. We're going to Black Angus over Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And I told you.
I've never heard of that.
Black Angus, it's a steakhouse.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell by the name
of
the steakhouse, but I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's in Burbank.
I think I've heard people talk about
it, though.
It's like a 5-star or something. It's like a nice restaurant.
Yeah, no. It's
a very nice.
It's a jeans and t-shirt restaurant.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's still a nice, expensive restaurant.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I told Sam already last week, I said, we're going to be a little bit lit on when we come in. we're gonna ply what's her name? Peggy. With alcohol.
That's
yes.
good, because...
Peggy. I haven't heard a name like that in quite some time.
Okay, okay. Fun fact, Peggy is short for...
Patricia.
Keep going.
Wait.
Barbara.
No.
Peggy, really? Peg.
Peggy.
No, Peggy's short for Peg.
Peggy is a nickname, a short name for Margaret.
Yeah.
Ah. Like Dick is for Richard, where it's like totally not related.
Yeah, exactly. At all. I never understood that.
I don't either.
My name's Dick.
See, Richard, neither have I.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you're Danielle.
Like, hey, Dick.
Yeah, you're Danielle.
Yeah, but people call me Danny.
Well, yeah. I get that, but you're a Daniel. I'm a James. Nobody calls me James.
No. I like when people call me Danny or D, not Danielle, though.
Right, but those are like similar names, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you go from Richard to Dick, it's
I have
like,
no idea how that's spelled either.
Nobody calls me Dick, although we do when we're mad.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Well, then you don't call him, you describe him, right?
All right, next time you forget the book title, I'm going to just let you sit there and sink.
You do, anyway. Steam a little bit, pal.
Well, it's cool to have good friends.
What time is your radio show?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Thursdays.
Okay, so you're having an early dinner?
Yeah.
Like 5 o'clock?
Like 4:30.
Yeah, I was going to say, because 5 o'clock will be pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So if you guys like books, definitely tune into the show with Richard and Jim. Jim, you've been with us how many years now?
3 years.
3 years.
Next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys should have your anniversary party together.
Yeah.
Since you still haven't
you
had
see,
yours yet.
I told you, he's got stamina, the man. He can last. Mm-hmm. He can last a long time.
Yeah. And, well, it's still fun.
Yeah.
You know, so as long as
that's
it's still
the point.
Fun,
I mean, we've
it.
Got yeah. people who have been here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you probably will, you know.
Yeah, and then, like I told you, we're going to start our new show in May.
Yes, tell us
about
that.
We have a new show
one.
Starting in May.
WTF, right?
Yeah,
that yeah one's it's KWTF, no. It's just like a radio station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what the fuck radio? And Richard and I will be in here just talking about whatever we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And anybody in this room is welcome to come in and sit in and BS with us. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's basically what
saying.
We do.
We'll go in together. Though
yeah
we'll go
sure.
together and sit on his show one
yeah.
night
yeah. Oh,
absolutely because anything nothing's going to be off limits nothing
right
mm-hmm.
right
nothing
and we can promote our show on other shows too
absolutely
you know, why not, you know?
Yeah
that'll be fun
absolutely
yeah
so you can say well I have Sam in the morning well that's because you're Sam
right
right
exactly.
I don't have Jim in the morning I get up I look in the mirror and go who the fuck is that right? <That's> Jim
I say that every morning.
I know, me too. I just go, oh, God.
Every morning I wake up, I say that same exact thing.
And it just gets worse every day. Just,
Wait till the reflection starts talking back at you.
Oh, I know. That's already happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, well, I watched a murder on the Oriental Express, which is a terrible movie, by the way. Nobody watched it.
So the book sucked, too, so.
I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah. But, yeah, the movie sucked.
But you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But I was just thinking, like, age is a bitch. Everyone in that movie looked like...
They're old.
So they've old
aged,
now.
Right.
Like Michelle Pfeiffer, but she was just in Mother, and she didn't look that old.
She was in Mother?
Yeah.
Because, listen, they all have
Jennifer
work
Lawrence. Oh, them. That was Jennifer Lawrence was in Mother.
Yeah, but then Michelle Pfeiffer and her husband came, and then her two sons showed up.
Oh, I don't know. We turned the movie off. It was so bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, I saw a good one this weekend, though. I found it. I just happened to be channel surfing on Netflix and found this movie. It's called Eve's Swamp.
Okay.
Eve's Swamp. It's about a family that lives in Louisiana in early 1960s.
Do they have accents?
Only slightly, because most people from Louisiana don't have that heavy of an accent. But their father's a doctor, and it's the whole story of how they got to be where they were, and the story is exceptional.
Really?
The story is exceptional.
Wow.
And it's the story of the two little girls, or three little kids growing up in the swamp.
I would hate to grow up in a swamp. I'd be miserable.
Yeah, but I bet you being there, like in the film, seeing all the environment and the atmosphere, it's different.
I would do it for a paycheck, for sure.
Well, it's a totally different place where people live.
Yeah. When I was training for Vietnam, we had to go truck through the Okefenokee Swamp.
Oh, imagine how much dirty stuff is in the swamp.
Yeah. Oh, dirty stuff. Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff. Slithery things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And everything has teeth.
Yeah. I finally watched Lady Bird last night, Sam.
Yeah? Good? And how was that?
So good.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's worth watching.
Yeah, it was actually really good. The characters are very frustrating, every single one of them.
Yeah.
But it kind of made the movie... worth it, you know. I cried at the end.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
But I'm also like...
Then it's a good movie.
Yeah, emotional. Particularly.
Wasn't that President Johnson's wife's name, Lady Bird?
Yeah, that's what... I thought that's what it was about at first, but it's not, right?
No, she just called herself Lady Bird.
Mm. Yeah, because that was Lady Bird Johnson.
Right.
That was Johnson's wife, right?
Yeah, Linda Bird and whatever all these kids were. Stupid Bird.
So, in the few minutes we have left, I'm actually going to go a few minutes over because the next show is going to be a replay. So, what else? So,
I don't know.
Richard, tell us a little bit. We know Jim is married and he's very happy and all that. What about you? Do you have a wife, kids?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have?
I have a very lovely wife who puts up with me, and that's an accomplishment to... say the least.
What's her name?
It's a Cheryl. Testament to
okay.
Cheryl.
Yeah, testament to Cheryl. She puts up with me. Got,
she's a hooker in her book.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Okay, let me defend my wife once again. Back to the red shirting thing. She heard who was all going to be in the book.
Right.
And she goes, well, I want in. I'm like, well, you know, you can't be the gang that's getting killed.
Right.
So she goes, well, I'll be a saloon madam. I'm like, okay, if you're good with your name being attached to that, fine with me. So she is in there. But
okay, so Jim translated that as
whore. Yeah, it's, you know.
Well, that's where madams were back then.
Yeah.
True. Cheryl, and then I have a daughter, Ilea, and a son, David. And I have two incredibly great grandsons.
Wow, how cool is that?
Gibson, who is actually writing a book with me. He and I were doing a children's book series, sci-fi fantasy. It's the Timeless book series.
How old is he?
He is nine.
He's 9 years old.
Good for him.
His idea, this was his idea, so I'm obviously going to do most of the actual writing, but this is based on some stuff that he and I've talked about. And then my my second grandson is, his first name is Hiro, and he just turned one, so they're kind of spread apart a little bit. But
His name is what? Why did you say it Hiro, with an accent?
Because his last name is Matsuo. Hiro Matsuo.
So Japanese?
Yes, he's half Japanese.
Oh, wow. Mm.
But
that's what I thought when you said it like that.
Well, I try to pronounce it right because that's how they pronounce it with him. And so we want him to pronounce his name correctly.
Right.
But he's and you can see him plotting every time you look at this. Kid's only one, and he looks around like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and the rest of us had better stay on our toes.
Yeah, he looks longingly at Pearl Harbor going,
No, now, come on.
Let's see. How can we get the puppies again?
Speaking of redshirting, a book that I've got that's coming out in September is called When the Gods Fell. And both Gibson and Hiro are in the book.
Really?
And it's set in 2041. And in the dedication, I put in there that the book is dedicated to them. And, oh, by the way, get your butts to Mars.
Yeah.
So I've laid out their future for them. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. So, now, in the book, in this series, for example, does that take place somewhere other than Earth? Is that like in space or something?
Well, it's going to be, the ship can go in space. And a lot of the preliminary portions of each story is going to be in space, but the adventures are all going to be taking place in Earth's past. The first one is the Battle of Thermopylae with King Leonidas. Second one is going to be dealing with the Sphinx in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Third one's going to be kind of set with the Vikings. The fourth one will be in China, ancient China, when China started becoming a country. And then the fifth one is Blackbeard's Treasure. So we're going to have a little fun with pirates on that one.
Yeah. Wow, so you guys are taking a lot of different places in this series.
And it's going to be aimed at kids ages 7 through 12. And if any adults want to be a kid for a while,
that would
they can
be
read
cool.
It
I mean, at that age, I loved that kind of stuff. You know, it was amazing.
So it's going to be fun. It's nice to do it with my grandson. And that's, for me, that's the big thing is it's going to have our names on it forever.
Right, that's a bond. I mean, that's what a nicer gift from a grandfather than to get something like that.
Yeah.
You know, double billing in a series of books, and that would get him started on his path.
We'll see. If that's what, if he wants to be a writer, I hope that's what he wants to do.
Right.
But eventually, when he makes his mind up what he wants to do, I'll be his number one fan.
Yeah. Now, so let me ask you this. I mean, if you support him in all this, can you actually make a living today as a writer? That's why you're also in publishing and stuff too, right?
You can, but it's a lot of work.
Right. It's promotion. I mean, it's like, it's like you have to find your customers, like anything else.
But never give up your day job.
No.
Right. No?
No.
Yeah. So you got to budget your time out a little bit, you know.
Unless you're like me and you're retired. Then.
Right. So most writing is for passion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you wake up every day and you cannot imagine yourself doing anything else but writing,
right?
Then
you have to do it.
But if you start looking at it as if, oh God, this is a job and I don't want to do it, and you're finding other things to do instead, you probably need to do something else.
Yeah, don't write. Exactly. Wow.
Because it will show up in your story. I mean, you've got to, if you don't believe in the story you're writing, your readers aren't.
Right.
So you've got to.
It's just the work of passion, and then sometimes you get lucky maybe and people pick up on it, and with the right combination of promotion and interest and whatever it is, sometimes it just happens, but often it takes a lot of planning and understanding of how to market a book, just like anything else. I mean, you know, there's a lot of competition. The world is crowded with everything.
Well, it takes a lot of shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do that, don't even write the book.
Exactly. Yeah. But how about if you get an agent or something? And they,
oh, don't start thing. Me on agents.
No, same. Okay, yeah, don't start
we,
an agent.
We need another show here.
Most people these days are not having good luck with agents.
No.
Right.
Publicists, yes. Agents, okay. Not so much.
Right. Yeah, we've got a great publicist.
We have a wonderful
yes,
publicist.
Right. But the question is, does it get you sales? The publicist?
I feel like publicists is more like getting you to events. No.
Well, a publicist does
but
that.
But that's where right. You're going to get your sales. I'm going to be going to Atlanta in September to Dragon Con, and it's a big science fiction fantasy convention. I will guarantee you, I walk away from there if I don't sell out every book I take with me, I will be able to go online and look, and my sales will spike.
Really?
Just from being there, talking to people. And you got to go talk to people. You can't just stand there.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But you go out and you interact with them and give them a reason to check you out, and some of them will. Not all of them are going to buy your book, but some will.
Right.
And that's where you get
it. And maybe give you a good review or something.
Or they tell their friend.
That's true, yeah. That's how you build.
And the other thing is audiobooks. Are a big thing right now.
I should do an audiobook.
I just released.
You should.
I just released.
I really should.
Escaping Infinity as an audiobook, and it's outsold all of my other books combined for this month already. It's only been out 2 weeks.
Really?
Audiobooks are the thing now.
Wow.
It's like weird because people like to listen to people's voices.
Right.
Like people tell me all the time, like, I could just listen to your voice all day. I'm like, why? That's so creepy.
Yeah, but the thing is, people do it because they can drive and
commuting
do other
to work.
Things, right?
You can.
But that's also why we've taken off on internet radio and stuff, because you can take it anywhere with you.
Right.
Yeah. Podcasts are like the big thing.
Because
now.
You can do something else while you're listening. Mm-hmm. With video, you can't do.
Well, you know what's really bitching about LA Talk Radio? You're not only live, because you can tune in live.
Right.
Or you can go catch a podcast.
Exactly.
So you can, either way. And if you miss something, go back and listen to it again.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If I do say so myself.
There's some.
All right, guys.
Shameless self-promotion.
We're out of time, guys. All right. So now, please tell people once again how they can find you. Are you guys on social media, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not together.
No, not together. But give us each one...
mine, you can go to Facebook.
Right.
Then Jim Christina, I'm there. Or you can go to Facebook, the Writer's Block Radio Show.
Okay.
We're there. Or Black Bug Publishing, I'm there.
There you go. You see, he knows how to market himself, you know? It's like a different market, different page. What's
I'm going to put him to shame here. Yeah. My website is scifiscribe.com. You can find me on Twitter at scribeshade. You can find me on Facebook under my name. You used to be able to find me on Instagram, but I think something happened to that account. But I'll fix that.
Okay.
But I'm out there. You can find me online.
Okay, and your name again?
Richard Paulinelli.
Oh, actually, I have my own website too.
Spell it for people real quick. Your last name.
Paulinelli.
There you go. Because you said, find me by my name. They should know what your name is.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Guys, thank you again, as always.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for
having us on. Love having you here.
Of
course, we'll have you back again.
I'm bringing you a movie list. Must-watch movies.
From, 2000 up.
No, they have Gregory Peck and you know, people.
They had some great
Rock
movies
Hudson.
Before you were born. You should polish
Humphrey
up
Bogart,
that.
Please
it's
tell
just, like,
me.
Hard to watch movies from back in the day because I'm like, it's like cringeworthy to me, to be honest.
No, not
oh,
really.
No.
I mean, some of those are masterpieces. I mean,
like scary movies from back in the day. I'm like, this is god awful.
Well, not that, yeah.
Yeah, no. But what if you
action
watch,
movies?
Like,
Casablanca.
When they're like fighting each other, I'm like, oh god, this is awful.
Yeah, they were awful.
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't even seem realistic.
No.
It's just like two people like fighting in a bar.
But do you like love stories that take place in other lands?
I like love stories, but not like, okay, so my mom likes the Hallmark Channel with the old school black and whites, and like sometimes when she's like cooking Thanksgiving dinner or something, I'll go into the kitchen.
Yeah. Tell me something.
Jim just committed seppuku.
I can't do like the slow kissing dramatic scene. Like, I can't do that shit.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something like Casablanca, for example.
How about
That's like a classic.
It is.
Wait, is that with Al Pacino?
No.
Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart.
Okay, she doesn't know who I'm from.
Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Here's
sounds like
you
would like those.
She doesn't like scary movies.
No, I like scary movies.
Well, then
I'm just scared of the dark. That's
go watch Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Okay, guys, I'm losing control of my show.
He's
here.
Cutting us off.
I'm losing my control.
You've lost
all right,
control.
Everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.